You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com. Here for my weekly chat with Ken Gernick, who is now covering the surging Dodgers. And Ken, a lot changes from week to week, as we know. But this has to be, it's funny because we were talking last week how they got no hit twice in 9 days. What happened around that is they won almost every other game that they played. So now they sit about 8.5 games ahead in the division. This has to be, they have to feel pretty good about just where they are right now with the amount of games that are left.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anybody can make a run at them. The Giants have faded. So now it just looks like they're running out the clock. I mean, they're not taking it that way, but that's kind of the way it looks. Not much of a race.
Yeah, that the recent series that they had against the Giants at home, that was just defining. Obviously, they swept the series. Clayton Kershaw just had an unbelievable game. As that game is progressing and his pitch count was going higher and higher, what was the general thought? Just, I mean, clearly they wanted him to finish that game. Do you think there was any concern about the amount of pitches that he was throwing? Because his high strikeouts were obviously very high.
Yeah, you know, I think there's always that concern, but, probably with Kershaw less than anybody, people blow out all the time, and it could happen to him or anybody, but he takes care of himself about as well as anybody could, and they've been pretty careful throughout his career as far as not pushing him, and Don Mattingly said that, one of the reasons that they take care of their pitchers for 5 months of the year so they can push him in September, and that's what they did. And he came back and pitched well in his next start. So, and even in that one, and when he hit 130 pitches, he was still throwing 95 miles an hour. So, Kershaw is the type of guy, and he sounded off after that no-hitter loss in Houston, that it was a time for urgency. Well, it's hard to be saying that and then, come out of a game with the game on the line in one-run game just because he had a pitch count. So you can't have it both ways. So, and he doesn't want to. He wants everyone to push and not worry about next year. And, that's really a big reason since he sounded off in Houston, they've turned things around.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that because I'm a little skeptical when it comes to if any of those words have impact. Just over time, when you read sort of stern words from the manager or clubhouse leader. But then, when somebody like Kershaw says something like that, it does tend to resonate. Do you think that had an effect, or do you think it's more just this is going to happen anyway, that the Dodgers were eventually going to write this thing? It seemed a little coincidental it happened when he made that call for a sense of urgency.
Well, I think it had an effect, and I think that it has an effect when somebody who is viewed as a leader but generally doesn't speaks out at the time when it's pretty clear somebody needed to speak out, and I think that was the case. So, I think the Dodgers would probably have gone on to win the division anyway. They probably will, and they probably would have, because it just doesn't look like there's a viable contender besides them. But when you try as hard as Kershaw does and work as diligently as he does, and he sees teams basically phoning it in, he sees his teammates basically phoning it in. He couldn't take it anymore, so he said something, and I think Mattingly welcomed it. And I think you see the response. They've reeled off quite a stretch run now, and really distanced themselves from the rest of the pack.
Absolutely. So let's talk about Corey Seager, a much awaited call up. I think we've all been keeping our eye on him for a very long time. So what are your? He seems to be making a good impression. What are your early impressions of Seager?
Yeah, he's pretty much done what he did in spring training, and that was impress everybody with the way he handles himself, the way he plays the game, does it the right way. The Dodgers have had really extremes. They have Puig, who, plays with a flair and loves playing to the camera and to the fans, and you have Seager is on the opposite end of the spectrum. And he's just kind of nose to the grindstone and just plays the game. He's still a rookie. He made two errors in the Kershaw game in Anaheim on really easy routine plays. For the most part, one was a backhand, but he really kind of bungled both plays. But he held his head up after the game. You know, took all the questions, and he's offensively, he hasn't been intimidated. He hasn't played panicky. And so they love everything about him so far, and the timing was good because I don't think they really wanted to bring him up, but they had a shortage of infielders after Kiki Hernandez was injured. And then after Seager came up, Jimmy Rollins hurt his finger. So he's not only been called up, but he's been thrown right into the fire, and he's performed well.
Sometimes the trade deadline obviously brings forth a lot of attention, and people talk about the big names and this and that. But sometimes some of the acquisitions that are made are the best ones are the ones that are a little under the radar. So Justin Ruggiano, he's been around for a while. He's not somebody that a lot of people might be familiar with. He's played for a few teams, and he's really added something. He's very good against left-handed pitching. So how valuable has he been in the last just stretch of games?
Well, he turned out to be probably more valuable than they even expected when they got him. I think they wanted him for depth, and sure enough, Puig blows out his hamstring, and along with Kiki Hernandez, you know, you have two guys who are right-handed hitters playing the outfield, and within a week, they're both out of the lineup and probably gone for a month. So, there's Reggiano, and he's, they really acquired him to be minor league depth. But all of a sudden, he's in the big leagues, and they're playing him, in stretch run, and he's crushing left-handed pitching, as you mentioned, and as he's done that through most of his career. And there's a connection with Andrew Friedman and their days together in Tampa, and you find that with a lot of the players that the Dodgers have acquired since Friedman and his new regime has come in. They've kind of dipped back into their old ties and brought in a lot of players they're familiar with. They certainly were familiar with him, and he's done exactly, if not more, than what they had hoped.
And let's just get a little update. So Yasmani Grandal, it appears that he is going to be playing through some of this inflammation in the shoulder. Is that is he expected to get a significant amount of playing time even when he comes back after just a little bit of rest? Is that what the plan is?
Well, I guess it's going to depend on how he responds. He's tried to play hurt with this left shoulder, not his throwing arm, but it does affect his batting, especially left-handed. Taken a couple foul balls off it and irritated it. They haven't said that he needs surgery, but they haven't said that he doesn't either. And they made it sound like maybe the off season, whether it would be rest or some sort of surgery. They haven't been clear. The Dodgers never are clear on injuries. They generally give symptoms and not diagnoses to the media. So we don't really know what's wrong or what it would take to make it better. But he's clearly not 100%, and they don't expect him to be the rest of the season. The only kind of silver lining, if you want to call it that, is that A.J. Ellis has figured out his offense again after really a rough season last year and a rough first half. And he's hitting. In fact, even though their batting average was about 100 points apart earlier in the year, they're almost identical now. So Ellis is putting a ball in play, and that's helpful. And defensively, he's always been solid. Deals well with the pitchers, obviously, is Kershaw's favorite catcher. So they've lost some power for sure, but they have him, and they have Austin Barnes, and they're hoping within a few days that Grandal at least will be able to catch occasionally and still provide, some offense, if not the power that he had earlier in the year.
Okay, well, we will keep our eye on that. Thanks, Ken, very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Allison, thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.